I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There's something new on the Bahrain skyline. It's a skyscraper powered by the wind. It's an 800-foot structure, and it looms like a giant windmill over Manama. Manama, the city, is the answer to our geoquiz today. That's M-A-N-A-M-A. The World's Christine Allington tells us more about the building's wind-driven design.
Three massive windmills hang between the 50-story towers of Bahrain's New World Trade Center. The turbines are powered by the wind that blows in off the Gulf of Bahrain. They're designed to generate up to 15% of the building's total energy demand.
Bahrain is an island which sits in the middle of an expanse of water.
Sima Lythrow is project manager for the wind-powered skyscraper.
In the summer, it heats up quite significantly, and that does create a regular and prevailing wind. So it's an ideal place to put turbines, without any doubt.
The spinning wind turbines are an impressive sight. Picture three windmills, each about 100 feet across, and supported by bridges weighing 65 tons. When the wind blows, they generate electricity for the building's retail and office spaces. The overall architectural design has a maritime theme. From a distance, the dual towers look like giant sails.
The building is a sail-shaped building, twin towers. It faces directly onto the prevailing wind, and the building uses the wind, and it draws the wind onto the turbines. It also distributes the wind vertically in an equal way, so the velocities are the same at each turbine.
You'd think that giant blades twirling and electrical gears grinding away might be a little distracting, but Lythrow says that when you're inside the building, you hardly even notice the spinning turbines.
You hear absolutely nothing within the buildings. You feel absolutely nothing within the buildings. So the energy generation, over a 14-hour period, we managed to generate 1,400 kilowatt-hours. Which may not sound a lot, but over a long period of time, having the turbines running full on will certainly have an impact in terms of reducing carbon emissions from the building overall.
That energy design sets the Bahrain World Trade Center apart. It's the first skyscraper to integrate wind turbines into its design. The building's two towers are now in the final stages of construction, and the wind turbines are now up and spinning in the Bahrain breeze. For The World, I'm Christine Allington.
You can check out a video of the wind turbines in action or browse through our GeoQuiz archive. You can find it all at our new GeoQuiz page at theworld.org.